March, April 2005, well, the title is The Emerging Church. The editor of Worship Leader magazine is Chuck Fromm. I quote to you from this issue on the impact of the image. In many ways, the church is seeking a way back to its oldest and most sacred traditions, those in which all the senses are fully engaged in the act of worship, from incense and bells to icons and vestments. Another statement from the same article from the editor. The power of the preached word is being augmented and occasionally outpaced by the impact of the visual. The primacy of music as an essential expression of worship is being challenged by congregations hungry for more direct means of engagement. Here's an article, Julie B. Sevig, The Lutheran, Ancient New, September 2001. I quote, "Postmoderns prefer to encounter Christ by using all their senses. That's part of the appeal of classical, liturgical, or contemplative worship. The incense and candles, making the sign of the cross, the taste and smell of bread and wine, touching icons and being anointed with oil. In Soul Tsunami, Sink or Swim in the New Millennium Culture, Leonard Sweet says, postmoderns want a God they can feel, taste, touch, hear, and smell, a full sensory immersion in the divine." And further quoting from the article, "This return to the traditional, the sacred, crosses denominational lines," Ward says. "In fact, an interesting marriage is occurring between evangelicals and the liturgy. Evangelicals are using traditions from all liturgical churches, from Orthodox to Lutheran to Catholic," she says. "Though they have limited experience using their newfound symbols, rituals, and traditions, they're infusing them with vitality and spirit and life, which is reaching people." Do you get the overview in terms of what's happening? You see, we live in a generation, and people have detected it, that they need to be attracted to experience and images. And Rick has said, you know, what people are looking for, we've got to provide that if we're going to attract people to churches. We've got to sort of go where they are. Rather than a sound teaching of biblical doctrine, well, the word is being compromised. And things are being reintroduced into churches you would have never before believed possible. And here's the question that I want to ask. What could the emerging church be emerging into? A generous orthodoxy. More ready than you realize. The church on the other side, what is this? Is it possible that the emerging church that's going to the church on the other side is the Roman Catholic Church, the mother of all churches? I'm just asking the question based on the facts. We already heard there's an agenda. Now stop and think. If this was the case, would there be signs indicating a move away from the Word of God to images that God's Word forbids? You see, as we look through biblical history, we see, and we've heard it in this conference, the emphasis of the Catholic Jesus is still on the cross. Go into any Roman Catholic church, that's what you will see. And we've been able to document that one of the present trends is this focus on imagery. And even Jesus on the cross. A pastor told me recently he walked into his youth sanctuary and there was a 20-foot poster of Jesus hanging on the cross. The pastor, youth pastor, apparently had been reading some emerging church books. Would there be a renewed interest in icons and statues? If we are headed back to the mother of all churches, well, again, check out history. Look at Orthodox or Catholic images, icons, statues. All over the world, you see them everywhere. But now, you see them in places you wouldn't before have believed. In evangelical Protestant churches and ministries, like Trinity Broadcasting Network in Costa Mesa, California. Stop and think. Would there be an interest in candles, incense, and liturgy that would be reintroduced into an emerging church if it's adjoining back to the mother of all churches? Again, check it out. That's what we see in the past. Incense. It's all part of Roman Catholicism, Orthodox, Greek, Eastern Orthodox. Here's from Dan Kimball's book, The Emerging Church. Periodically, the offering is taken at stations where incense is lit to symbolically show financial giving is a direct way of presenting sacrificial worship. The hymn chair is one of the side stages, a place where the stories behind the hymns are read. Candles burning. Prayer corners, spaces such as the one emphasize the importance of prayer. The focus of prayer station is a large cross made out of a mirror. The message that evening explained how Jesus took all of our sin upon the cross. You see, these things are being represented visually, images. Would there be a move towards a Roman Catholic emphasis on Mary? Well, in this conference we've heard that that's one of the major focal points. It's one of the pillars. Mary in the church today, the Queen of Heaven. Mary as possible co-redemptrix. Mary is for everyone. And it was time, March 21st, 2001, the major article, Hail Mary, Catholics have long revered her, but now Protestants are finding their own reasons to celebrate the Mother of Jesus. And in McLaren's book, A Generous Orthodoxy, I quote, page 221, last spring I was speaking at a conference near Santa Clara, California. I like to get outdoors every chance I get. One day my early morning walk took me to Our Lady of Peace Roman Catholic Church near my hotel. Behind the church is a huge statue of Mary, surrounded by a beautiful garden, which is in turn surrounded by bustling freeways. Attracted by this little garden of peace amid the chaos of the morning Bay Area traffic, I found myself sitting on a bench with Mary towering over me, looking down on me with a kind face, her arms extended. An Asian woman knelt at Mary's feet, obviously in prayer and in anguish, her hand reaching up and resting affectionately on Mary's big toe. Sitting there, I was deeply moved by the woman's piety and Mary's image. And page 228, sitting there at Our Lady of Peace last spring, I recalled how we Protestants had always considered the veneration of Mary to be idolatry. Mariolatry, we called it. But that morning, hushed in the steady hum of traffic, I realized just a little, I think, of what Catholics know more deeply. By venerating Mary, not worshiping her, of course, we come more fully to know who we are, simple humans like Mary, called upon to bear Christ in our bodies through our lives, to our world whispering, I am the Lord's servant. That's part of the emerging church. And finally, stop and think. If the emerging church is headed towards the Roman Catholic Church, would there be an interest in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? It is a fact that the emerging church is emerging. We've been able to demonstrate it. But this key question, what Jesus will emerge in the emerging church? If people are focused on icons, images, icons that point people to spiritual experiences, what about the Eucharistic Jesus that's already attracting many? And people in various places are saying that this Jesus is appearing. And people are being healed.